In this bulletin, the PM pledges an extra $2 billion to tackle climate change, and four people charged over a violent assault on two police officers in Melbourne. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has announced a $2 billion climate change package dubbed the Climate Solutions Fund. The fund will work with farmers, small businesses and remote Indigenous communities to reduce emissions. The policy is an extension of former Prime Minister Tony Abbott's Direct Action Plan. Mr Morrison says the package will ensure the country meets its 2030 target of lowering emissions by 26 to 30%. He says his party is working hard to address climate change.
Our government, my government, acknowledges that we must accept the facts of climate change, address it, and we do so with cool heads, not just impassioned hearts, because it takes both.
Meantime, Labor's climate change spokesman Mark Butler says the party will scrap the fund if it wins the next election.
Australians are now supposed to believe that a Prime Minister who took a lump of coal into the Parliament has suddenly had a change of heart on climate change. But all that Scott Morrison has announced today is a decision to double down on Tony Abbott's failed carbon blueprint, throwing billions and billions of taxpayers' dollars at a failed Tony Abbott plan that has seen pollution go up and up and up.
And environmental groups have criticised the plan, saying it doesn't go far enough. Greenpeace Australia's Pacific campaigner Jonathan Moylan says the fund is inadequate. He says he instead wants to see the government stop putting resources into coal and start embracing a rapid transition towards renewable energies. Four people have been charged over a violent assault on two police officers in St Kilda in Melbourne's inner south. Mobile phone footage shows a group of men and women of Caucasian appearance assaulting the two officers around 3 a.m. on Sunday. Three men and a woman have been charged over the incident, but a number of other suspects remain on the run. Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton has described the attack as disgusting and barbaric. He says attacks against emergency service workers will not be tolerated.
You know, you talk about a line in the sand. A line in the sand is movable. This isn't movable. From here on in, there will be no tolerance, there will be no discretion in any attack against police or any emergency services worker.
Pope Francis has told a mass marking the end of a four-day summit on the protection of children that Catholic clergy who abuse children are tools of Satan. Pope Francis convened Catholic leaders from around the world for the meeting to address the scandal that has ravaged the Church's credibility worldwide. Addressing cardinals and bishops at the Vatican, the Pope said awareness is growing within the Church to ensure disciplinary measures are in place to tackle sexual abuse. He's vowed to protect children from what he described as ravenous wolves.
The inhumanity of the worldwide phenomenon becomes even more serious and more scandalous in the Church because it is in contrast with its moral authority and its ethical credibility. The consecrated person chosen by God to guide souls to salvation lets himself be subjugated by his own human frailty or by his own illness, thus becoming a tool of Satan. In the abuses, we see the hand of evil that does not spare even the innocence of children.
Media reports suggest former magazine editor Ida Buttrose is poised to be named the chair of the ABC. The appointment of the 77-year-old would bring to a close a troubled period for the corporation following the exit of the previous chair, Justin Milne, and managing director Michelle Guthrie 6 months ago. Communications Minister Mitch Fifield is expected to take the matter up with Cabinet this week. If Ms Buttrose is selected, the 2013 Australian of the Year would become the second woman to head the ABC since Dame Leonie Kramer in the early 1980s. Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather. It'll be mostly sunny in Perth and 33. In Adelaide, sunny as well, 36. 24 in Melbourne, partly cloudy. A shower or two for Hobart and 21. Mostly sunny in Canberra, 32. In Wollongong, partly cloudy and 25. In Sydney, much the same, 27. Similar conditions for Newcastle. In Brisbane, a possible shower and 29. In Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with you for SBS News.